This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
So how do we create true diversity amongst the future leaders of our communities? Even within our LGBTIQA plus spectrum, there are large pockets of further marginalisation and dialogue that can have people speaking for members of those communities instead of giving them a voice. Do these people need to step up and be more visual? Are they shouting to be heard? Or are we simply not listening and talking over them? Dean Arcuri and Jacob Thomas explore how we can create a stronger and more diverse pool of leaders to help navigate the LGBTIQA plus future and truly create a more inclusive narrative against the mainstream.
Do we really create the spaces we need to for the diverse leaders and voices in our communities? Conversations of marginalisation and intersection amongst our communities can often be dominated by white, cis, male voices and visuals. Look, I'm a white, cis, male. And even now, I'm sitting here on the radio, here on Joy, having this conversation with you on air. Is that really helping or hindering? When I spoke to human rights activist Jacob Thomas about what makes a good leader for an interview about Victoria's LGBTI leadership program, we strayed into a really important conversation about how diversity is about more than asking marginalised people to put their hand up. But it's also about creating more awareness and realisation about where you need to be and who you need to lift up. We start this piece by asking Jacob, do they feel we're really creating spaces for leaders and marginalised groups to really step up in our communities?
Where do we want to sort of draw the line on that one? Where's the boundary? I sort of try and look at this from, you know, a local level. I try and look at it nationally, and I try and look at it internationally as well. Internationally, I would say from a young person's perspective, we really don't have that many spaces and voices for young LGBTIQA plus individuals to be in there. And if they are in there, they tend to be very passable narratives where, you know, they're white or, you know, attractive or they're both of those things. And I don't think there's anything necessarily inherently wrong with being like, you know, a white, attractive, just gay dude or anything like that. But their narratives and their positions where they're more comfortable for the majority of people to sort of jump on board. And I understand that can be sometimes a very political move. I don't think that, you know, people should be inherently, you know, put down to that. But I do look at these positions that are out there, and I'm just sort of like, well, where's the queer Aboriginal woman who really should be in this position? Or, you know, the person of colour who can actually represent themselves much better? Where is the person who is from Ghana who should be talking about, you know, Ghanaian policy? And why instead do we have this white person sort of saying, oh, things are terrible in Africa? These are the sorts of things that need to be tackled a lot more, and we really need to be putting those positions out there. I do think we're getting better at that. We are definitely seeing that in a lot of ways. We definitely need more of this, and we need to be very clear about why we're who are we putting into positions of leadership, whose voice is actually, you know, getting out there. How engaged are they with their communities? And really making sure that we're not tokenizing this either, and just sort of saying, we need a black one. So, like, let's put them in there. Like, it needs to be very purposeful, and we need to really consider who's going out there, who is being used, where, what, and when. We need to be very transparent about that, I would say, too, because I don't think we're that transparent a lot of the time either. And sometimes there isn't that transparency. Sometimes it's just not conscious. So if we are going to make leadership positions, we need to be very, very clear about who, what, when, why. Are we doing that well here in Australia? I think we're getting there a little bit more, but also we need to really ask ourselves, are we supporting those people in those positions? I try and be very, very clear. If I get asked to sit on an opportunity or to move into a position, I really ask and just sort of go, okay, but why do you want me though? You know, you've got this white, middle-class, non-binary trans person, and that's great. So if you want a trans person, sure, I can do that. But why is it me? Is it because my transness is more passable? Is it more palatable? Is it because it looks acceptable? And if that's the case, then aim higher. Be harsher about that, because I can't represent more than that. I can only represent my narrative. So we need to make more positions where better representation can happen across the board, we need to be more intersectional.
Even in the course of our interview, Jacob and I discussed whether they were even the right person for me to be talking to about this, or whether them talking took a voice away from another member of the community who could be using it. It got us thinking about when we try to bridge the gap between our grassroots activism and carry that over into the mainstream space, and how we need to be more mindful of who's not at the table.
I think what we need to really be clear on is that, you know, if we're talking about, say, queerness, for example, you know, that doesn't just exist in a convenient bubble. People are very, very complex. Our experiences are very, very complex. We need to be really clear on who we're creating those spaces for and, you know, who's actually able to access them. And that's great for starters. But also I think too, you know, I need to be very mindful of who isn't at that table. I need to be very mindful of whose voice isn't out there, or whose voice probably is out there but isn't getting anywhere near as well supported as they need to be with that. And, you know, I'm only one person. I can only do so much. But I do need to be very, very mindful of that and trying to push that. You know, humans are complex. Issues of oppression and marginalisation are very, very complex. They're deeply, deeply rooted. And, you know, for people who do experience more than just one marker of oppression, we'll most likely need that extra bit of support, and we need to do something about that. But I do think it's really important to recognise that, one, when you start combining and start, you know, intertwining and overlapping issues of marginalisation, it gets a bit tougher for other people. This is what happens. We know this is what happens. So if I'm throwing someone under the bus and just sort of saying, oh, nah, I've got this, this is more important than if I do it because I'm more powerful and it's easier, you just sit back and I'm just going to talk on your behalf, that's not useful for anyone, not at all. I need to step back and I need to shut up and I need to stop talking over people.
Leadership isn't just about people stepping up, but about creating spaces for the future and giving helping hands. I discussed with Jacob why mentoring, especially in the LGBTIQA+ space, is so very important.
Mentoring has to be an up and down process, not to oversimplify it. I'm mentoring, I think, around 40 individuals now, like around the world. Some who are older than myself, some who are younger. And I'm seeing a lot of really, really successful individuals, you know, just smashing it at the moment, which is great because, you know, my success is not just in what I do. My success is in how well my communities do. And we need to be able to pass those skills on because, you know, I can get, it's not useful to just sort of say, do you have an idea? Then just do it. No, you can't just do that because you're not actually supporting people. If people are like, you know, start a program or start something really, really hard and they don't know what to do with that, then you are setting them up to fail. Support each other. That's not hard to do. That kindness that you can extend through mentoring, it's free. If you're in a position to be able to do that, where you can provide some support, temporary or ongoing, then do it.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking with Jacob Thomas. Remember, if you're interested in being one of Victoria's LGBTI leaders, then head to leadershipvictoria.org. It takes all of us to help lift up new voices within our community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.